Dr. Diego Rabinowitz is asking all of his patients to keep track of when they received the COVID-19 vaccine after linking the shot to elevated PSA levels.
I have seen patients' PSA to be falsely elevated for at least 6 weeks after getting the vaccines.
PSA levels are looked at with a basic blood test, and elevated levels are typically found in men with prostate cancer. But PSA can be falsely elevated due to a number of conditions.
Other things that can cause an elevation or an increase in the PSA are, for example, a urinary tract infection or a vigorous exercise in any other condition or illness.
New anecdotal findings show that men who get the vaccine and then have their PSA levels also show a spike.
I was seeing patients that were coming in with a history of having a stable PSA, and all of a sudden the PSA had risen.
The urologist looked back to see if any other patients had similar issues and soon connected the dots.
Sure enough, I've had a few patients that have had the vaccine shortly before the PSA.
Dr. Rabinowitz says that his patients were initially alarmed, but after retesting weeks later, his patients' PSA levels normalized.
These are the results of a patient who will remain anonymous. As you can see, the person's PSA levels remain stable at 0.4, but a month later, after taking that vaccine, that person's levels raised 9 times to 3.4. After retaking the test one additional time, after that, they fell back down to 1.5.
The findings are similar to physicians who were concerned after finding swollen lymph nodes when women went for a mammogram soon after vaccination.
Certainly, this is not the reason for people not to get the vaccine, and that's not what we're saying at all. What we're saying is to take into account the effect the vaccine can have.
The month of June is Men's Health Month, an important reminder to stay on top of appointments, as prostate cancer, for example, is the most common cancer, diagnosed with an expected 243,000 estimated cases for 2021. In Loxahatchee, Lena Salzbank, CBS 12 News.